It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening, folks. A game that we've been looking forward to, and it's about to be played. We are inside of 14 minutes away from tip-off. Little late start tonight. It's Frederick Douglass. The Bronco girls team comes in here to take on GRC. The Cardinal girls, undefeated on the season. GRC comes in with a 5-0 record. Frederick Douglass at 2-2. This pits two top 10 teams. Frederick Douglass checking in at number 9, GRC at number 2 or 3, depending on what poll you're looking at, and the Cardinals ready to try to avenge last season's regular season loss to a Frederick Douglass team. This Frederick Douglass team last year, they took out GRC over in Lexington. Could have been a rematch as they won their regional tournament, but that didn't happen. It was a 24-win team last year. They got 20 of the wins within the region. So right now they're scheduling a little different. Bobby Baldwin here with me. I'm Joel Bennett. And, Bobby, you got to think Frederick Douglass is, I guess it's a copycat kind of thing. Their schedule now mirrors what Coach Graham's been doing.
You can only play so many games in your district and region, and then you're eliminating the opportunity to learn how the other teams out in the state play. And to their credit this year, they got stunned last year when they lost in the opening round, and they may have been looking forward to that rematch with GRC in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. But Coach Graham has gone out. He's tried to play the best whenever, wherever, and as you said, it looks like Coach Moberly has taken a page from that book this year, and instead of this being a mid to late January contest, he's got this one before Christmas, so he wants to get his size and strength and see where he is early on, it appears.
You got that right, and Frederick Douglass, again, a 2-2 record, but as Bobby and I were saying, as he just echoed what I was saying, again, these teams could meet again. We've got the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic in Lexington coming up here around holiday time. And then again, we've got the Republic Bank LIT, the Louisville Invitational Tournament. So Coach Moberly with Frederick Douglass, he played 22 games within his region last year. Right now, like you said, Bobby, like we were talking, they've added, they're going to South Carolina. They've added the Louisville Invitational Tournament. They're playing in the GRC MLK Classic. So they're upping their game. They're trying to build a program, not just field a team.
They have an excellent team. They caught GRC in the midst of a very, very rough stretch last year and were able to knock them off 73-66 on their home court over there. And yet, from that game, two of the critical players in that game have since departed to graduation. But outside of that, all of the other combatants are going to be here tonight. And so we look forward to a strong, even-keel contest that, if it's anything like this first game was, it'll be a knockdown, drag-out defensive effort.
And the game Bobby's alluding to, the JV game, and GRC a little shorthanded. They've got three or four girls on unavailable to play, injured reserve, if you would have it. So they were a little shorthanded, but the JV squad under the guidance of Steve Anderson, they won 37-34 over Frederick Douglass. Well, the Broncos girls team heads to the locker room. GRC still out on a shootaround. GRC at 5-0. They're putting that undefeated mark up here against Frederick Douglass. This will be a good one. We're inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. We'll be back after this on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Country Time Motors has earned their reputation as the best automotive dealership in the area with excellent sales and service to their customers. Country Time Motors offers their lifetime warranty protection program with no document or processing fees and unparalleled financing options. Integrity, honesty, and a desire to serve your transportation need with premium cars, trucks, and SUVs. You're number one with Country Time Motors. Country Time Motors, just off I-64, exit 96. In Winchester.
High school girls basketball here at the GRC Arena. Both team, well, actually GRC out doing a shoot around. Frederick Douglass, they have not coming out of the locker room. Frederick Douglass, 2-2 on the season. Talked a lot about him. 7 years as a varsity program. Darryl Moberly in his fourth season as the head coach. He's 1-1 against GRC. Coach Robbie Graham, he's 3-1 versus Frederick Douglass. Again, they've only had a varsity program for 7 years, and it looks like Coach Moberly, he's in his fourth season. First 3 years, he's 53-32. He has a district runner-up, a district championship, and a regional championship. So their learning curve has been very short. They've had a quick climb over there in the tough 11th region. Let's talk about GRC, Bobby. We've got a little shorthanded with some reserve players tonight, but the starting five complement thing, I was looking at the numbers and all. It's good to see Anaya Chestnut. She's getting back on track. Boy, she had a double-point game and hit a couple of threes. She hadn't hit one, and I was glad to see that.
Very, very integral, vital cog in Coach Graham's plans this year. She certainly proved herself last year, and being back on go, so to speak, is nothing but a bonus. And, of course, it's a long season, so you can have situations where players start off slowly or start off strong or whatever, but to get that overall consistency is very difficult. And yet in her case, if she had a bit of a slow start, she appears to be back on point, and that's good to see.
Yeah, that is good to see. Our new additions to this club with Sierra Byers, you know what you're going to get. You got a potential double-double every night out on the floor. It's good to see her picking up where she left off. I'm looking at Kanaya Jones, one of our guests that was on Cardinal Connection last week. Bobby, she's just a rebound away from a double-double just about every night.
Right. Well, overall, even though she played a little limited here earlier, averaging 5 a game and 6.4, 6.5 rebounds, so you get 2 or 3, 9 or 10 rebound games in there, and that'll edge on up near that double-figure rebound average.
She's at 5'10", and Sierra Byers needed some help on the front line, and Kanaya Jones can offer that. Right. And Kennedy Stamper, of course, you're a big fan, and I am too. She's kind of the straw that stirs the drink. Looks like she's had steady play as well.
Got a great handle, averaging right at 12 points a game, and can definitely orchestrate about as well as anybody we've had here since Kennedy Igo. And Kennedy was a phenom because she played many years, and yet I don't think that she started when she was in the seventh grade herself. So very, very strong comparison there, and speaks well for Kennedy Stamper, for sure.
And how Coach Graham can develop a point guard. He wants one. Sierra Byers had it when she was a middle school student by committee. Mm-hmm. She was put in there, and that only helped her game. And Coach Graham has a knack for developing these point guards. We're talking about GRC. Frederick Douglass has a 6'2 player, Darrington, on their team. And Bobby, she had 22 points, 18 rebounds in a state tournament loss, opening round loss. She got a lot of publicity in preseason. This year so far, her numbers are good, but, you know, she's only shot one free throw. And it's hard to believe. They're not feeding her in the post, or either she's not aggressively going to the boards.
Averaging 13 points a game and just under 7 rebounds. But to your point earlier, averaged a double-double for the entire year last year. So that shows you that she is a factor, and if she's down on that low block, she definitely has to be contended with. And I think in this game last year, she nearly got that. She had 12 points and 9 rebounds when they defeated GRC over there last year. So I'm sure GRC's well aware of the fact that she can be a monster down low.
Well, Frederick Douglass comes in here. They're a little bit irritated and angry. Henry Clay beat them on their home floor, 71-65. They've also dropped a game to Simon Kenton. No shame there, a top 15 team. They have wins over Scott County and a blowout win over Sayre. Bobby and I will take our final two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame, opening tip-off, game action straight ahead right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Hey, welcome back. Here we are at the GRC Arena. We've got the marquee game in the state tonight. As far as girls basketball goes, you've got two top 10 teams going at it tonight. You've got GRC, the Cardinal girls at 5-0, hosting Frederick Douglass. The Bronco girls team comes in with a 2-2 record. Top 10 teams getting ready to do battle. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, opening tip-off, game action straight ahead right here on WWKY.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection?
It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
At guard. Let's go to the public address for the starting lineups.
Baker. At guard, a junior, number 4, Naya Rhodes. At guard, a sophomore, number 11, McKaylee Bennett. At forward, a senior, number 21, Ayana Darrington. And at forward, a freshman, number 23, Jaylee Knowles. Head coach of the Broncos squad, Daryl Moberly. And now, let's hear it for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. At guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. At guard, a 6'1 junior, number 3, Sierra Byers. At guard, a 5'8 senior, number 24, McKeely Tabor. And at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. Head coach of the Cardinal squad, Mr. Robbie Graham. Good luck to both teams.
There are your starters for the game tonight. GRC, the home team, wearing the home white. Frederick Douglass colors are forest green and orange, and they're wearing the dark colored uniforms tonight. Again, I want to make this announcement, and Bobby and I will try to remember to pass this along. We will have bonus coverage at the conclusion of this game. George Rogers Clark boys team playing at the Stockyards Bank and Trust Classic up in Moorhead, of which we'll be there tomorrow at 5. But we will pick up tonight's boys game as the boys, Cardinal boys, are taking on Pike County Central. So bonus coverage tonight at the conclusion of this game. Sierra Byers jumping it up and controls the tip over Darrington. GRC with the ball to begin the game, and Chestnut throws it out to Stamper. Looking at his zone, Chestnut open. Boy, there's that three we were talking about, Bobby.
Never a doubt. Foul line extended. First three, drawing blood. Lady Cards.
Darrington in the back court needs help. Bennett has it now. Races into the front court. Throws a pass. Stamper deflects it. Right into the hands of Coach Graham, and he's clapping his hands saying, step in that passing lane. It's a deflected pass, and Baker will inbound it for the Broncos. Baker looking. Goes to Knowles. Back to Baker. Right side of the floor. Cards going man to man. Kennedy Stamper out on top on Kate Baker. Baker bounce pass left the circle. Bluff shot by Rhodes. Good defense by Yeast. Knocked the ball away. She wanted to shoot. Didn't have a good passing angle and throws it out of bounds. Bobby, we've got a good matchup in the paint. You've got
excellent.
Sierra Byers at 6-1 on Darrington at 6-2.
Yeah, that's going to be a dandy.
They switch off, and fighting through the screen, Byers is. They throw it into Bennett. Her runner at the rim off the back iron. Tried to get her own rebound. McKeely Tabor had different thoughts and pries it out of her hands. It'll stay with Frederick Douglass underneath their goal. A couple of shots by the Broncos, and they keep possession. Rhodes has it, left wing. Big three-point shooter. She spins, cut off there by Yeast. Into the post. Darrington, bank shot, put up, missed. McKeely Tabor flying in there, hands it off to Stamper. GRC with the ball. They want to run. Front court, Chestnut. Thought about it, now goes right side. Throw it in the paint. A little late with the pass, and Byers deflects it out on top. Stamper open for a three. Left side, good. She hits it on the baseline. GRC with a couple of three-point shots.
Nice.
And we've got a unforced error with Knowles stepping inbounds. So turnover gives it back to GRC. Play a little two-for-one here.
Well, not only that, you're playing three-point shots.
Yeah.
You can get up in a hurry.
Here's another possession for GRC. T. Yeast, her three, comes off the rim. Darrington claims the rebounds. Here's the Broncos. Off to the right side. Knowles, crossover dribble. Stripped by Yeast. Ball loose on the floor. Three players on the deck. Now include a fourth one. Two Broncos and two Cardinals both hitting the deck. As T. Yeast with some quick hands.
Active hands.
She knows the scouting report on Rhodes is she will shoot the outside shot. So she hasn't bitten on the fakes. She's really played good, tough defense. Man-to-man by GRC. Broncos with the ball in the half-court set. Rhodes with it, left side, out about 25 feet. Darrington calling for it in the post. Byers playing behind her. Shot put up from three, not there. McKeely Tabor with her second rebound. Finds Kennedy Stamper. Up into the front court, Chestnut. Skip it over right side. Didn't have a real good angle and throws a pass out of bounds. Turnovers even at one each. And we play 2 minutes. GRC up 6-0.
Pushed the envelope just a tad too quickly on that one, but intent on getting up and down the court.
Pressure in the backcourt. Kate Baker does a good job as a junior ball handler. Stamper on her. Bennett got a step on Chestnut. Runs up there. Puts a leaner up. Missed the shot. Stamper with the rebound. Coming out of the pack. Bounce pass to Tabor. Tabor, ball fake. Back out to Stamper. She looks. Finds Sierra Byers. Open three. Spot up. Off the back iron. Long kicker comes out. GRC hit their first two. They missed their last two. Frederick Douglass in the front court. Rhodes just forcing up a shot. She hadn't gotten a shot. Darrington with a rebound. Put back. Put it up and in.
Used that length to snare that ball up near the rim and turned and put it in for their first 2 points.
Couldn't say Sierra Byers didn't have a body on her, but Darrington, as Bobby said, just a skilled play right there. Frederick Douglass in his zone. The GRC with the ball. Yeast straight away to Chestnut. Left side to Stamper. Bluffs the three. They step out on her, and rightfully so. Stamper picked up her dribble. High post in there to Tabor. McKeely with a bounce pass. Sierra Byers got it in.
Good high-low action from the top of the key inside the foul line to the low block for the deuce.
GRC up 8-2. We're approaching midpoint here in this first quarter. Cards putting on a full court press. Now they match up man in the half court. Sierra Byers right in the passing lanes. Got a deflection. That's two that have come right to head coach Robbie Graham on the deflected passes. Kiana Jones checks in. McKeely Tabor out, also in for GRC. Coming in is Jalen Green, giving Anaya Chestnut a break. So we've got Jones, Green, Stamper, Byers, and Yeast on the floor for GRC.
Moving screen.
And we got a high ball pick, and that'll go as a turnover and a foul. Darrington picks up her first team first.
Yeah, she was moving, and official right there to call it. Guards with excellent early defense here in the first half of this first quarter.
1-3-1 by Frederick Douglass. They've got Knowles out on top running the point on the 1-3-1. She's at 6 feet tall. They look. They throw it on the baseline. Catch and shoot. Three-point shot put up and missed. Jones got an offensive board for GRC. Throws it out on top. Green with it. Goes to Stamper. Left side. Yeast looks into the post. Skip it right side. Catch and shoot three.
How about that?
Good. Green's first touch of the ball, a three.
11-2 Cards here in halfway through the first.
GRC stroking that three-point shot. Four different Cardinal players have scored. Bennett with a pass out on the wing, right side. Circling around with a dribble is Rhodes. Knowles has it now. Jones on her, sliding step for step. Good help defense, double team inside, and the official, he made the right call, Bobby. Hey, she had nowhere to go. Sierra Byers with a double down.
Yeah, that was really, really well done there by the GRC team on defense. Their defense outstanding here so far.
11-2, Cards with the ball and the lead. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Stamper, wraparound bounce pass, deep in the right corner, takes it right back, swing it left side. On the baseline, the zone by Frederick Douglass creates a turnover. They tried an entry pass, going the other way. Bennett all the way down, throws a lob pass. Darrington elevates, put it up and in.
Got a nice pass from the foul line onto the low block, and she used that left hand to stroke it home.
Here's the zone by Frederick Douglass. They bring it out on the floor, extend it a little. Sierra Byers caught it in deep, spinning, shooting, missed it. Jones with her second offensive rebound. She's in trouble and dribbled the ball on the baseline. Third turnover by GRC, but they still lead 11-4.
11-4, got two good looks down low there, just kind of pulled the string a little bit, but
Baker throws it up near midcourt. Bennett with it. She's in a bad spot. Stamper lets her know it, too, and stole it. Kennedy driving layup. Got it.
That pressure at midcourt, the double team over in the coffin corner, paid dividends.
And they're going to do it again. This time they bring out Yeast and Jones on the double team. And the pass by Bennett, or sails over Bennett's head. Five turnovers by the Broncos. Stamper has the ball. GRC up 13-4. Still 2.5 to go in this opening quarter. Byers catching. Backdoor cut by Jones. Missed a runner at the rim. Byers rebound. Powered it up. Put it in.
GRC asserting itself in a big way here early.
They're going to put that foul on Kate Baker, who found herself down in the paint. And Sierra Byers, with a definite size advantage, puts it up and in. Jalen Goodwin comes in, going out for GRC is T. Yeast, who did a good job on Nia Rhodes here in this first quarter. Free throw made by Sierra Byers. She has 5 points here in the game. Broncos break the pressure. Bennett driving in, tried a jump stop move. She was sandwiched, pinched between two Cardinal players, and Jones is going to get the foul. I could see that. Her first, team first. It'll go underneath the basket for the Broncos. Stamper comes out, good one in. Set the Cards lineup. You've got Chestnut, Jones, Byers, Green, and Goodwin. Shot put up by Rhodes, missed it. Reach around, no call. Chestnut goes to the floor, still battling for it, and three players on the deck. Physical game, Bobby. You thought it would be, and it is, as far as when that ball goes up off the rim.
Frederick Douglass came in playing for keeps in that early game, and you knew they were going to bring it here in the varsity game as well.
Anaya Chestnut will run the point. Jalen Goodwin equally skillful at the point. Turnaround 15-footer. Sierra Byers missed it. Chestnut flying in there, kept it alive, but coming away with it, Darrington for Frederick Douglass. Rhodes going right side. She lowered her shoulder, and she just put Goodwin to the floor. Jalen Goodwin drew the charge, and that offensive foul That's on Rhodes, her first, team third, and that's another turnover.
Took away the baseline, beat her to the spot, and got the shoulder, and subsequently the call.
Byers, bounce pass, put it down in there, Jones. She dug it out of a clustered mess in there. Now GRC resets. Drop it baseline. Chestnut hit 1-3. This one, no, she missed badly. Weak side rebound. Battle for. Green couldn't come away with it, so it'll be possession two, Frederick Douglass.
Jaylene on the low block doing a good job of battling these Broncos.
Bennett floats it up to Rhodes. Bennett takes it back. GRC with a 16-4 lead. Ball fake, left side by Baker, straight away to Bennett. Bluff to three. They go to Rhodes. Darrington calling for it. Got it. Right block, spinning, shooting. Sierra Byers, good post defense. Blocked her out. Took away the rebounded miss. Going to lead the break. Sierra, middle of the floor. Got to the right elbows. Flip it over. Green driving in. Her left-hand bank shot. Good at the rim.
Boy, now that took some talent and some touch to go to her left. Put it up with her left hand under pressure.
Frederick Douglass trying to break the harassing pressure of GRC, and the Cards get a turnover. Jones with it. Left side to Chestnut. Anaya holds up the dribble, trailing a Sierra Byers. Between the circle, right side to Goodwin. Goodwin to Chestnut. Spot up three, not there. Rebound, battle four. Coming away, looked like Bennett had it on the baseline, and it'll stay with the Cardinals of GRC.
Kanaya did a good job that time of sort of pressuring her on the baseline, and she couldn't hold her spot and went out of bounds with a GRC ball up here, up big.
McKeely Tabor in, she returns, replacing Sierra Byers, and McKeely's got it deep in the left corner. Frederick Douglass declined to double team. Here's a catch and shoot three, right wing, not there. Jones with her third offensive board. Spin it around. The perimeter, looking, knocked away from Tabor, turnover. Frederick Douglass without numbers. Bennett driving, shooting, scoring, and a foul will be on Goodwin in transition.
Couldn't quite get back quickly enough. Good call. Jalen got called for the block, trying to draw the charge.
So with 6.5 seconds showing here in the first quarter, Bennett will try to make a three-point play, and she does. GRC will take the ball, bring it full court. Frederick Douglass played a zone. They're still in a zone. 2 seconds. Card's got to get a shot off. Tabor at the horn. Shot up. Good. Count of three by McKaylee Tabor. The Cardinal coaching staff meeting their players as they come to the sideline. GRC rolling big here as they have hit 4 3-point shots. It's 21-7, Cards leading. We'll be back. Second quarter play in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation in this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
As the holiday season sparkles with joy, Clark Regional Medical Center wishes you and your loved ones warmth and happiness. For any medical needs during this time, the dedicated team at Clark is here for you. For more information, visit clarkregional.org. Stay safe and enjoy the festivities. And remember, you can always count on Clark.
Cardinal girls team of GRC leading Frederick Douglass 21-7. Coach Graham played 8 players in the first quarter, and 5 of those 8 scored. It'll be Stamper, Chestnut, Tabor, Byers, and Yeast on the floor to begin the second quarter, which Frederick Douglass has possession. 21-7, Cards leading. Broncos with the ball. GRC staying man-to-man. High ball screen offered by Darrington. They double team. Darrington's got it. Good help defense. Nope. Over to Rhodes. She missed everything badly on a three. Fight for the loose ball. Frederick Douglass collides with each other. Can't capture it. Out of bounds. Give it to GRC in the backcourt.
Lady Cards just scrapping and getting in the zones and tipping the ball away, doing everything they can to get possession.
Frederick Douglass out of that zone. They played a zone the first quarter in 1-3-1. Off the curl, Stamper picked up on the switch, finds Chestnut, and then takes it right back. Spot up three. Again, I like it. Give it up. You get it back.
You don't leave that young lady open. 24-7, Cards Kennedy, Stamper with a dagger.
Stamper in this ballgame with 8 points. She's hit a pair of threes. Nearly got a steal there. Baker comes away with it. Drop it baseline, and Rhodes with a travel. 8 turnovers by Frederick Douglass. They've kept Rhodes in check. She's only had one shot. T. Yeast and McKeely Tabor teaming up on her. Here comes Stamper into the front court. Minute deep in the second quarter. Cards with the ball and a big lead. Yeast between the circle. Bounce pass to Tabor, right of the circle. Leave it for Stamper. Bluff to three. Baker bit. Kick it out on the wing. Reverse it left side. Chestnut drops it baseline. McKeely Tabor with a three. That one's missed. Weak side rebound. Battle for it. Off of Knowles. It'll stay with the Cardinals under the goal.
Yeast and Knowles battling for that one. And GRC with the ball underneath its own basket.
Stamper with the inbounds pass. Now the entry pass into Byers. Chestnut.
Oh.
Got open. Sierra found her in another three by Anaya Chestnut.
Gave up a four-footer at the basket for a wide-open tray, and it worked.
Skip pass by the Broncos, gets it into the front court. Knowles in the paint, throws a pass that couldn't be caught, picked up, three-point shot put up and in by Gregonis. Gregonis, who checked in playing this second quarter. Stamper trying to move on Gregonis. Gets rid of it over to Yeast. Yeast comes off the screen, driving, sets up Chestnut. Ball fake on a three. She's right side, make that left side of the lane. Now goes over to Yeast. Yeast with a screen from Byers, had the ball knocked away, and Gregonis with a steal. 3-on-2, bounce pass, Rhodes. Cards get back in good shape. Not a shot put up on the break. So the transition defense by GRC good. Rhodes just forces one up. Didn't have a good look, and Jones with her fourth rebound. Over to Chestnut, out to Stamper. Will she make it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, she will. Another three for Candy Stamper. She's in double figures with 11. 30-10, Cards leading.
Cards in a blitz game here.
Darrington's got it, driving in, put up the runner and scored. She's got 6 in the game, but they've been hard 6 to get.
6 of the team's 12 here.
Stamper got Baker on her hip, beat her into the front court. Picked up the dribble at the elbow. Chestnut, 3, not there. Long rebound comes off. Darrington has it. GRC, though, shooting 7 of 15 from behind the arc. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Cardinal girls team, 30-12. Frederick Douglass trying to go against this man-to-man. High ball screen, run and jump. Jones on the switch off. They left Gregonis open. Her entry pass goes into Darrington, who is wearing a bandage on her nose, and Kennedy Stamper picks up a foul, her first, team first of this quarter.
Kennedy trying to offer help on the backside of that entry pass and got in under her a little bit too tight.
Inbound pass goes to Rhodes. Rhodes puts it on the floor. Yeast again with good defense, and a fadeaway 12-footer is missed. Jones with another rebound for GRC. Stamper has it in a hurry. Got to the left elbow, bounce pass, over. Yeast, open three, pulled the trigger, let it fly, didn't go. Here comes the Broncos. 2-on-2, Gregonis driving, shooting, scoring.
Gregonis has been a spark for the Lady Broncos here.
7 of their 14 have come in transition fast breaks. So the Card defense in the half court set, very, very tight, Bobby.
Hey, you're not wrong there.
Backdoor cut by Stamper. She's covered, so Sierra Byers takes it. Got in deep, didn't have anywhere to go, and no foul called nor traveling, but they did blow the whistle as we've got substitutions. We'll set those for you. Bennett returns for Frederick Douglass. Baker out. Knowles out. McKeely Tabor in. Anaya Chestnut comes out. Also, Kiana Jones. She goes to the bench. Hadn't scored, but has 5 rebounds, 3 on the offensive glass. Stamper to get it inbounds. Looking, needs help. They're going to call a five count on GRC. That's their fifth turnover. And Coach Moberly of Frederick Douglass, that's one thing he's had to cheer about, and he let them know it.
Yeah, well, that would get cards a little stagnant trying to get that inbounds, and we're not moving, and one of the few errors they've made here so far.
Frederick Douglass breaks the pressure, although very shaky with the ball handling. Their spacing's not real good either. They also bring in, they throw over the defense. Darrington with a good ball fake. She let Sierra Byers blow by her, and Darrington with an easy bucket.
Well, Sierra got caught on a switch and couldn't recover.
Byers trying to match it with a three. That won't go. Rebounded by Yee. She fouled, but put it up and in. Drew contact. Stay focused, finish the play.
She is suddenly strong. She doesn't look strong, looks tall, slim, lanky, but she can play.
She's got a and one coming. She's at the line for the Cardinals. Her first bucket of the night, but really playing some tight defense for the Cardinals on Rhodes. And a three-point play made by the 5'8 sophomore Yeast. Bennett with the ball for the Broncos. Right side of the lane. Throws it on the baseline. New player in the game, Anaya Maxwell. Maxwell hands it back to Bennett. They keep it on the right side of the floor. 3 minutes to play here before halftime. GRC with a 33-16 lead. Moberly up shouting at his team. Coach Graham walking the sidelines while Frederick Douglass has the ball right in front of him. Coach Graham watching a run and jump. Stamper's picked her up. She's in trouble. They try a jump switch, and Moberly knew that, so he calls a timeout on the full timeout, they say. 2:49 to go here before halftime. Bobby's got a message he would like to share.
Equip yourselves with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st.
Thank you, Bobby. Again, there will be bonus coverage. It'll be Pike County Central taking on GRC in boys action at the conclusion of this game. Some girls basketball played last night. Anderson County trying to get back on track. They're a 34-19 win over Spencer County. Elizabethtown, a three-point win over rival North Hardin. Madison Southern with a three-point win over their rival, Madison Central, in girls action. And Russell High School, 83-33, big blowout over Fleming County. Right here at the GRC Arena, it's the Cardinal girls leading 33-16 in what is the key matchup with two top 10 teams in the state. But one team has really separated themselves here in this first half, and that's been the Cardinals. Bennett with the ball for the Broncos. Dribbling out there, Yeast on her, driving, put up the shot and a foul call. That will go, that'll be on Green. Her first, team second. Set the five compliment that Coach Graham runs out on the floor. It is Green, Yeast, Stamper, Tabor, and Byers with 2:42 to play here before halftime.
Bennett was persistent. She kept on until she got that drive down the lane, and when she got it, she was rewarded by getting to the foul line.
She was a freshman that worked her way into the lineup for the Broncos, and this year as a sophomore, she's their starting point guard. She makes both free throws here. She's 3-for-3 at the free throw line. Stamper angles off to the right side, keeps the dribble, driving on Bennett, goes all the way down, puts up a runner, missed it. Sierra Byers clears herself, jump hook, got it in the paint.
Got that weak side board and was able to power it back up for the bucket.
Green and Yeast nearly got a turnover there from Green. Driving in, Knowles spinning, shooting, shot blocked by Sierra Byers. Knowles persistent, though, got it and put it in.
Well, Knowles can flat score.
Second chance point there for Frederick Douglass. Yeast has it, left wing, flashing high post, McKeely Tabor inside. Sierra Byers with a height advantage, couldn't take advantage of the size. Missed the shot, got her own board. Perimeter passing by GRC. Yeast, crossover dribble, got to the rim, throws up a prayer, wasn't answered. Going the other way, Frederick Douglass. With a ball out on top, Grigonis, who's giving him a spark off the bench, and McKeely Tabor with a foul in the front court.
That is her first.
First on McKeely, third on the team in this quarter as GRC making some substitutions. Jones, Chestnut, and Goodwin will come in. Stamper gets her first breather. She'll take her 11 points and 2 assists to the sideline. Broncos with the ball. Bennett dribbles through traffic. Here's a shot by Maxwell, a three that missed badly, and Jalen Goodwin, the smallest person on the floor, got the rebound. Chestnut had an open shot, mid-range 15-footer, good.
Stopped at the arc and said, I'm going to get a little closer. Guards back up by 17.
8 points in the game for Anaya Chestnut. Jones got a deflection. Jones now has a steal. Lead pass to Yeast, stop and go move. Wrap around to Chestnut. Shoots it from the baseline three, missed it, got her own rebound. Kicks it out to Goodwin. High post to Sierra Byers. Got a step on the move. Bounce pass to Jones. She rolled it in.
Drew the defense on the left side of the lane and a nifty little slick pass to the right side for the deuce.
Foul on GRC. That'll be on Jalen Goodwin as Grigonis had crossed the timeline. Second on Goodwin, fourth on the team. 48 and a half seconds to go here before halftime, 39-20. GRC with a big lead. Both head coaches standing at their respective benches. You know, Bennett did that the last time, and she got away with it. This time, a little more pronounced, and they pick her up on a travel.
Well, she's
got a run and start.
Well, she's been rushed into trying to play this game a little bit quicker than I think she really wants to.
Driving in, Yeast with a pass that's picked off by Grigonis. Frederick Douglass, Grigonis driving in. Good ball handler, sophomore, got good size. They list her at 5'5". She's every bit of 5'8".
Yeah.
And Jones, though, took it away, knocked it away. Grigonis got it back. A lot of time off the clock. Spacing not real good, and Grigonis picked up her dribble, and we're going to have a jump ball as Anaya Chestnut with a blind side tied her up. Coach Graham nodding his head. Yeah. He's right there in the ear, the official, applauding the play and the call.
Suffocating, relentless defense here has the Cards in a commanding position at this point.
Got to have some help. Jones makes herself available on the inbounds pass, and Kanai hands it off. Chestnut driving in, picked up the dribble. Jones, 17-footer,
you know,
good. Give it up and got it back.
Biggest lead here late in the quarter.
2 seconds, Grigonis, Knowles at the horn, launched a three, didn't go. What a first half of basketball. GRC rolling here in the first half. They lead over Frederick Douglass by a score of 41-20. 41-20, GRC leading at the half over Frederick Douglass. We will take a two-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. to advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Halftime here at the GRC Arena, and it's the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team leading over Frederick Douglass by a score of 41-20 here at halftime. And GRC led and set the tone right from the onset. They closed out the first quarter on top, 21-7, hit their first two three-point shots of the game. Set the tone early. They lead by 21 here at halftime, Bobby. And the lead got big, and it just kept growing.
Well, they when you bolt out 18-4 late in the first quarter, you have command, and they eventually got it to 20. And here with a big shot near the end of the half, got it up to a 41-20 count. But I tell you what, they came out flat, ready to go. Suffocated defense, made some of their early three-point shots, and really have just kind of spun the Frederick Douglass Broncos around like a top in this first half. They don't know whether they're coming or going, and they have a very, very quality ball club, but have sort of been shell-shocked here in these first 16 minutes.
You know, Frederick Douglass started off playing a zone. That didn't work. They went to a man-to-man. They even tried to trap, but GRC just rolling right now. And Coach Robbie Graham's played nine players, and they've all contributed.
Oh, they really have. And if they haven't put up a point, that doesn't mean they haven't played stifling defense and gone after that ball and picked up a rebound or got a deflection or whatever. So overall, everybody is really in sync and giving it a positive go here this evening.
Well, they're having alumni night here at GRC, 50 years celebration. This is the third winningest program in the entire state of Kentucky in 50 years. Everybody else had a chance, Bobby, but there's only two teams that have more wins.
Isn't that the truth?
Everybody had a chance.
They sure have from the get-go.
Well, we're going to take a break, but again, want to remind you right after this game, the Cardinal boys team will be playing around 9 o'clock, Stockyards Bank Classic in Moorhead. It'll be our sister station in Moorhead, Randy and Jared Stacy, bringing you the late evening game. That'll be the Cardinals taking on Pike County Central. That game will be somewhere around that 9 o'clock hour. So we're going to finish this one. We got a late start tonight, but we've got a good one here as GRC with an undefeated record. They lead Frederick Douglass 41-20. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more halftime stats, comments, game summary coming up after this.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Tradition.
National Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Both teams coming out of the locker room. Girls action here at the GRC Arena. Cardinal girls on top 41-20. This GRC team, they're playing Frederick Douglass very, very strongly. And again, what kind of team does GRC have? Well, they've won the region 6 out of the last 7 years. They won it 7 out of the last 10. So a surprise? No. This is a quality team and a quality program Coach Graham has. Looking at some of the numbers as we are here at halftime for GRC, they shoot in the first half 7 of 18 from three-point range. Frederick Douglass, they go 1 of 7. Turnovers, 6 committed by GRC, 10 committed by Frederick Douglass. Second chance scoring, 8 points for the Cards in that category, 4 points for the Broncos. Fast break scoring, however, it's been a 7-2 edge to the Broncos as GRC has brought it up and worked against the zone in the half-court game. At the foul line, both teams perfect. 2-for-2 for GRC, 3-for-3, Frederick Douglass. For the Broncos, 8 points for Anaya Darrington in the first half. Also 5 points for McKaylee Bennett. You've got 5 points off the bench for Reagan Gregonis. 2 points scored by Jaylee Knowles. Also Anaya Maxwell, Kate Baker, and Naya Rhodes. All scoreless in the first half. For GRC, 11 points for Kennedy Stamper paces her club. She's hit 3 3-point shots. Other scoring, 8 points for Anaya Chestnut. She's hit a pair of threes. 7 points for Sierra Byers in that first half of play. Also coming in, Jalen Green. She's got 5 points in the first half. 4 points and 5 rebounds for Kanaya Jones in the ballgame. 3 scored by T. Yeast. We also had 3 points for McKeely Tabor. Jalen Goodwin played but failed to score. We get ready. We'll take our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming up after this brief message.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Girls team will have the basketball to begin this second half. GRC sends out Anaya Chestnut, Kennedy Stamper, Sierra Byers, T. Yeast, McKeely Tabor on the floor. And they stay with a man-to-man. Got a high ball screen. Rhodes hasn't scored, and she turned it over. Steal by McKeely Tabor in the front court. Ball fake at the left elbow. They find Stamper. She's at the foul line. One dribble. Looks into the paint. Got it to Sierra Byers. Leans in. Shot blocked. Knowles got it, and Knowles got fouled. So GRC took it away but couldn't capitalize after the turnover.
Nice defense that time, I believe, by Darrington on the low block. She blocks Sierra. She turned to try to spin and put it in.
Throw it into the front court. Rhodes runs it in, throws a high lob. Darrington caught it, and it's blocked by Sierra Byers. She was a little deliberate putting the shot up. Sierra made her pay. But then GRC gives it right back to the Broncos. Driving in, and a steal from behind by T. Yeast, but the lead official following the play calls a foul on Yeast. Her first, team second.
Team second. Baker at the line for two shots.
Baker's free throw is good. And Coach Graham petitioning for his girls. Second free throw good. 5 of 5 at the free throw line in this game is Frederick Douglass. GRC with the ball. McKeely Tabor brings it up, hands it off to Kennedy Stamper. Broncos playing man-to-man. They played a 1-3-1 in the first quarter. They're going man now. Byers spinning, shooting, up and under move. Didn't get it, got her on board, put it up and in.
Trying to give her the defense was Darrington, but she couldn't quite get it done.
Third block by Sierra Byers, but this time they'll call a foul on Sierra as Darrington took it aggressively to the rim from the right side. And Darrington will go to the free throw line.
They look like they're looking for her now all of a sudden.
Yeah,
she's on the foul line.
They only shot one free throw all year. I mean, like us, we were talking in the pregame, you would think that she would be leading this team in free throw shooting, that they would be throwing it into the paint with 6-2, and she would be at the line, but that's not the case. She goes 1 of 2 here. The GRC with the ball and a 20-point lead. They throw it into the front court, left side, driving in. Yeast, reverse left.
Wow.
Good. I believe she practiced that move.
Yeah, she let Darrington plant it under the basket and just scooped it in.
Knowles in a bad spot, throws a pass. McKeely Tabor with her third steal. Driving, Euro step, layup, not there. Ball kept alive, Yeast in there. Bounce pass, it went through six people. Somehow Stamper got it, shovels it over to Byers. Sierra deep in the corner with a pass to Chestnut, who rolled it in.
Drove the lane, the dish, and the tray. Cards up 25.
Anaya Chestnut now with 11 points in the game. Spot up three on its way, and it rimmed out by the Broncos. Kate Baker with the rebound. Cards have it. Stamper wants to run. Angles off to the right. Finds Tabor trailing. Give and go. Stamper didn't get it. Screen down. Pop out Yeast. Between the circle. Crossover dribble. Got a step on Rhodes. Threw up a scoop shot, and she'll go to the line.
Excellent defense. Just taking advantage of these defenders and sort of leaving them staked to the floor.
T. Yeast really good off the dribble. As she puts this free throw up and in. She's not just a spot-up shooter. She's good with the ball off the floor. She can create her own shot, which she's done. She missed that second free throw, made the first one. Frederick Douglass with numbers. Kick it out. Rhodes with a three. She missed a shot. Knowles with a rebounder. Make that Darrington. Her leaner not there, and the rebounded by Tabor. McKeely hands it off to Stamper. Back to Tabor. McKeely thought about a mid-range jumper. Gave it back to Yeast. Yeast had it knocked away, and Chestnut.
It was deflected.
Let's see.
Yeah.
The officials, they're going to get together and say GRC will keep it. Stamper with the inbounded pass. Bennett on her, sliding step for step. They go right side to Yeast. Got a screen by Tabor. Pick and roll. McKaylee got it. Put up the shot. Altered by Knowles. Kick it out. Reverse it. Yeast spot up three.
How about
got
that?
It. Good second chance scoring by the Cards.
29-point lead, 52-23 here, just inside five in the third.
Stamper goes for a steal, came up dry. Shot blocked by Sierra Byers, her fourth rejection. Throws a pass to Stamper. Kennedy goes to the floor, lost the ball, lost her balance, but GRC will keep possession.
Yeah, Nia Rhodes was fighting her for that ball and actually to deflected it out of bounds, so the Cards have it.
Stamper and Tabor come out of the game. Jones and Green check in for GRC. 4:43 to go in the third. 52-23.
Just keep,
Cards with the ball in the lead.
Keeps bringing them in.
Green to inbound the ball. They pop out. Yeast, she's got it. Man-to-man by the Broncos. GRC attacking. Half-court set. on the right wing. Chestnut with a ball fake. Got to the foul line. Kick it over to Byers. She's right of the circle. Puts it down. Got into the paint. Kicked it out. Chestnut.
How about that?
Three good. Boy, she has found her shooting eye.
55-23. 4:20 left in the third.
Here's a lob pass that goes over to Baker. Her runner left of the lane. Not there. Jones with another rebound for GRC. Off to Yeast. Frederick Douglass hustling, and they got back. Yeast stop and go move. Changed gears but couldn't get by Knowles. They go to Sierra Byers.
Why not?
She joins the three-point party.
And there's 35-point lead. Wow.
Sierra hits a three, her first. She's in the party and in the club. Driving in, Knowles. Bounce pass. Kiana Jones broke it up. It'll stay with Frederick Douglass as the clock rolls. With the ball out of bounds.
Who would have imagined?
Oh, man. This has been one that was on the calendar. I was, you know, really thought we would have a barn burner here.
And we have.
Yeah, the GRC set it afire. The JV game, it was a three-point win. And Jalen Goodwin with a foul. And if you're playing football, that's pass interference. She didn't turn around and make a play on it. She was just face guarding Bennett. And Jalen picks up the foul, 14th foul. Against the Cardinals.
And chest to chest and grill to grill. He got that deflection, but also got the foul.
Knowles comes up and takes it. Jones steps out on her. Knowles for the Broncos. Spinning. Lost it. Sierra Byers took it away. Sierra leads the break down the middle of the floor. Crosses over. Got in the lane. Tried to put up a shot, and it's going to be a jump ball. Knowles with the block shot. Sierra gets up with a coy grin on her face. She wanted the Euro step, but Knowles did a good job to block it.
We've seen some good defense against the Euro step so far this year.
Yes. Byers catch and shoot three off the front of the rim. Jones with another offensive rebound, and she gets fouled. So Coach Graham applauding the hustle and the aggressiveness. You know, that's hard. If you want an offensive rebound, you've got to play aggressively, and Jones is doing that.
She is really working hard, and these guards look like a juggernaut this evening.
Little different game, only 2 points in fast break transition, but my goodness, they have really lit up the Nets tonight from behind the arc.
And this team's averaging 75 points a game they're playing.
If GRC with 33, almost half of their points coming from behind the arc. Baker with a driving shot. They're going to call a blocking foul on Jones, and the basket's good by Baker. That's one of those could go either way. Jones with a foul. That's the team fifth, so two free throws at this point on, but this will be an and one coming up. Stamper out, and Annette Miller checks in. And Baker makes the free throw. 5 points in the game for their starting point guard, all in this third quarter. Got a backcourt foul on Bennett.
Yeah. Bennett tracking Jalen Goodwin, but Jalen's got some speed also.
Goodwin with a bounce pass over there to Green. Green trying to put a move on Baker. Right wing, Miller's first catch of the ball. She comes off the screen. They give her the open shot at the elbow, passed it up. Throw over the defense, catch and shoot. Byers put it in.
Boy.
She sealed real nicely, Bobby.
Yeah, but had nice recognition from the top with the pass.
Boy, and Jones put just enough air on that, and Sierra sealed beautifully. Knowles, top of the key, step back three with Jones flying at her, and she banked it in straight away.
Averaging 20 points a game. That's her first three, I believe, of the night.
Yeah, she's only got five in this
game. Isn't that something?
Byers has it left side in the front court, driving in, feeds it over. Green with a three. That's off the rim. Another rebound by Jones on the offensive glass, and she got another offensive rebound.
Tip from Chestnut on the other side of the board.
Driving in, Jalen Goodwin. Checked by Baker. Screen down, pop out Green. Sierra Byers, Knowles on her hip. Sierra, ball fake, up and under. Schooled her, put it in.
Yeah, that ball fake. After she drop-stepped, got her up, and that was all she needed to drop it home.
64-29, GRC in a mighty way. Three-point shot put up by Knowles, rimmed out on the rebound. Green has it over to Byers, 20 seconds. Cards can still get it. Byers, top of the key, three, good. They're clicking on all cylinders.
67-29, what a game.
GRC right now in this game. They are 12 of 25 shooting the three and may not get a shot off. Frederick Douglass at the horn. The runner put up and it goes off. And Coach Graham up applauding his team. And Coach Moberly, he can just scratch his head and he pulls out his play sheet. 67-29, Cardinals leading here in girls action over Frederick Douglass. Back in 1 minute.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky's scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
GRC girls leading the Cardinal girls 67-29 over Frederick Douglass Broncos. Again, right after this ball game, there will be GRC boys taking on Pike County Central up in Moorhead. That game will follow the conclusion of this one. We got a running clock here. Who would have thought this? Frederick Douglass with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Darrington at the left elbow, puts it on the floor, got in the lane, throws up a shot, altered by Byers. Rebounded by GRC. Numbers aren't there. T. Yees pulls it back, goes to Green. Trailing the play, Sierra Byers got in, kick it out to Stamper. Three-point shot from the left side. Off the rim, another offensive board for the Cards. Chestnut throws it over to Green. Ball fake, driving in. Green shot is blocked. She's put to the deck and a foul called, but the clock continues to roll.
Knowles
foul is called on Knowles, yep. So it will place GRC's Jaylene Green at the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the game, got them all in the first quarter. Now they're going to say inbounds underneath the goal. Sierra Byers has it. Back to Stamper, right side of the floor. Little two-man game. Byers trying to post, didn't get it to her. Now she flashes high. Sierra with a pick and pop, but here's a shot put up by Yeast. That one's off the mark, and here come the Broncos. Down the floor, Knowles in transition, put it up and in, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Knowles is a player now, but she has just been snuffed out here for the first three quarters of this one, but she showed there that she's got to move and can take it strong to the goal.
I tell you what, that bricked that free throw and coming away with it, GRC with the ball and the big lead. Chestnut, three-pointer, good!
Wow.
Right over there in front of her folks. She hits a three. That's 5 3-point shots on the night for Anaya Chestnut, en route with 17 points. Baker driving in, puts nice up the laner. Boy, that was a tough shot. She was in full speed and didn't use the backboard and just floated it in.
But she gathered herself before she went up, and a beautiful play.
Time on the floor right now. GRC with a big lead, 70-33. Bobby's got a message.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery's Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31.
Thank you, sir. Cards girls leading 70-33. 19 points for Sierra Byers, 17 for Anaya Chestnut, 11 for Kennedy Stamper. Those three players in double figures. Stamper with it midcourt, throws it over to Chestnut. Chestnut back to Stamper. Her shot, good. That's her first points in the second half. That's her fourth 3-point shot.
How about that? Just on fire tonight.
Boy, if you were watching film of this,
wow,
you know, you'd say, boy, you better step out. You better guard the perimeter against this team because they will light you up. GRC with the ball as they, or excuse me, Frederick Douglass as they run the weave. Knowles spinning, shooting, and she's fouled by Jalen Green. Green will pick up the foul, her second, second.
What I liked about that, though, she was weaving and bobbing and spinning and staying right there with her every step of the way was Jaylene. And they say she got her on the wrist, but great defense.
Knowles free throw. A little tired, man. They're just
rattling
around. And
look at there. Here come four more cards. Or is that five? I think all five. Yeah, see. He's been bringing the troops in, keeping the squad fresh.
Coming in for GRC, it'll be Jones, Tabor, Goodwin, Miller, and Green. Second free throw made by Knowles. 5:15 to play in the game. GRC with the ball and a big lead. Jones goes right side. Green back to Jones at the foul line. Throw it over to Miller. Spot up three.
Up.
Good. She hits it from the left baseline. Annette Miller. Boy, GRC, just everybody getting into the action. I don't know that I've seen them make 15 threes in a game. They're 14 right now.
We saw them early in the year when they beat the boys.
Driving in, Baker puts up the runner. That's off short, off the front of the rim. And Jones with a rebound and... they're going to call a foul on Frederick Douglass as Jones garnered her ninth rebound. Knowles picked up her second. That's a team second of this fourth quarter. 4.5 minutes to play. GRC with the ball. Bring it the length of the floor. They lead big, 76-34. Tabor throws it up into the front court. Miller got a step on the defense. Runner not there. Had a good look. She just put a blow-by move, and I think the Douglas Bronco players thought, she's going to run some clock. The only thing she ran was to the hoop.
Yeah, threw it up there just a little bit too hard, and it curled off. But she sure got to the basket in a heartbeat.
Coming down the middle of the floor, it'll be Baker. Baker, bounce pass on the right wing. She cuts through. Rhodes with the ball. Rhodes without a point tonight. She hit double figures on him last year in the double figures average. Here's a steal there by Jones. Jones picks up the steal over to Goodwin. Jalen in the front court, crossover dribble. Bennett on her, gets rid of it. Long three by Green. Missed badly. Rebound taken. McKeely Tabor put on the floor. She put the ball on the floor, and they tried some kind of ankle hold on her, and that's going to be a foul.
Ball went to the floor, and Darrington went down there and encroached a little too much and got the foul.
Yeah, that... And there's McKeely, just lost the ball and lost her balance, goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Pam, zig and zag there. McKeely went one way, the pass went the other, but we can excuse that one tonight.
Yeah, only two turnovers in this second half.
Wow.
And the pace of play for GRC, not a lot in transition. Don't need it, man. They're shooting the three well.
Shooting the three and keeping the heat on all the way. There, almost another steal.
Miller nearly got the steal for the GRC girls. Now Miller knocks it away from Rhodes. Miller's fresh. Rhodes is a little weary. Rhodes behind the back dribble. Can't shake her. Pulls up. 18-footer. Good.
That?
Well, I tell you what, she had to work for it.
She earned that one.
She did. Inside of 2.5 minutes to play, GRC with the ball and a 40-point lead. Tabor drops it over to Green. Her three missed it. Weak side rebound put up in the end by Jones, who's had a great game on the offensive board.
She is a board person.
Oh, man. 11 rebounds tonight, and she's got seven or eight of them off the make that eight on the offensive boards. Here's a spot-up three from the wing. That comes off the rim. Maxwell takes this rebound, blocking out Jones. Inside of 2 minutes, clock rolling. Cards with a big lead. The girls will stay undefeated as Bennett launched one top of the key for the Broncos. It goes out of bounds. Cards will have it. We got some fresh players coming in, Bobby. And if you dressed out, you're in the game.
Excellent, excellent effort probably overall the best effort that we have had from the GRC cards in many years. That was just tremendous.
The pressure defense, creating the turnovers, and the shooting has just been outstanding. Miller for GRC between the circle, dribbling, goes on the wing. Frederick Douglass playing a tight man-to-man. Some of these JV girls getting in. Yeah. The game is shot put up and in.
Leah Howard got that one, and she just checked into the game. Nice play on the low block using that left hand.
So her first varsity points here against Frederick Douglass, and that's a good sign.
Mauser, that is her first. T4.
Mauser with the foul inside.
That was seen. Atkins to the line for
42 and a half seconds remain in this game. And again, at the conclusion or somewhere around 9 o'clock, Stockyards Classic coming up. Free throw was missed. You got another one coming. That one goes in. So Bolden goes one of two at the line. In a hurry, good one. Races into the front court. Clock rolling, 37 seconds. Keeps the dribble alive. Keeps dribbling out on top. Left side to go on the wing. Mauser trying to post up. Offers a screen. All the way in. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be possession two, Frederick Douglass.
As the clock winds down.
80 to 37. They had 41 at halftime, Bobby, so they kept the accelerator press down.
Yeah, 26 points in that third quarter. Kind of finished the deal.
Pressure defense by Miller knocks the ball out of bounds, and I believe that's going to do it. Frederick Douglass will not even attempt an inbound pass. Coach Moberly looks at the scoreboard, and GRC with a rout. They run big, 80-37 over Frederick Douglass. So the Cardinal girls win 80-37. We will take a two-minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up here. We've got another game coming up right afterwards. It'll be Randy and Jared Stacy with Moorhead up at the Stockyards Classic coming up as GRC will take on Pike County Central. But big win here, 80-37, GRC girls over Frederick Douglass. Back in 1 minute.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals stay undefeated tonight. Boy, with a big win tonight. Make no mistake about who won this game. GRC in a final, an 80-37 winner over Frederick Douglass. The GRC came in here, one of the top three teams in the state, and they lived up to their billing tonight with the 80-point effort tonight. Bobby, it was from start to finish, it was GRC all the way. The perimeter shooting, the perimeter game, just fantastic. They played, they got turnovers. It was just a great team effort.
If you can pinpoint or find a better overall game that one of Coach Robbie Graham's teams have played in the last 6 to 8 years, I would like to see it, because this one was absolutely phenomenal tonight. You've got one of the teams ranked in the top 10 in the state who came in here and averaging 75 points a game and were held to a mere 37 and gave up 80. That is 8-0, and the Cards just dominated, jumped out 18-4 late in the first quarter, got it to 20-point lead here before halftime, led by 21, and then eventually with a 26-9 third quarter, just blasted Frederick Douglass all the way back across the county line tonight. So just an incredible victory. Everybody who got in there really, really did it the right way, and I know Coach is extremely proud of his team tonight.
Numbers bear it out, 80-37, the final. GRC looking at some of the team numbers. 14 three-point shots made tonight by the Cardinal girls team. 14 of 31 from behind the arc. Frederick Douglass, they shot 2 of 12. Turnovers, GRC turned it over only 8 times, only 2 in the second half. 13 miscues by the Bronco team. Second chance scoring, big 17-4 edge to GRC. Transition fast break scoring, 9-4 edge to the Broncos there. At the foul line, GRC went 5 of 6. Frederick Douglass, they shot 9 of 12 at the free throw line. As Bobby said, a team that averaged 75 points, didn't get that tonight. They got about half of it.
Looking,
they didn't have a player in double figures. 9 points for Anaya Darrington tonight. 8 scored by Jaylee Knowles. 7 points for Kate Baker. 5 off the bench for Reagan Gregonius. He also had 5 points for McKeely Bennett. 2 points scored by Naya Rhodes. 1 point for Elia Cheek. Looking at some of the scoring for GRC, Cardinals got 19 points from Sierra Byers. She had a big 12-point third quarter. Other scoring, 17 points for Anaya Chestnut. She hit 5 three-pointers tonight. Kennedy Stamper got 14 points, 11 of those in the first half. Stamper hits 4 three-point shots. Other scoring for GRC, 8 points for Kanaya Jones to go along with, for Kiana Jones to go along with her 11 rebounds, and also for GRC, 6 points in the game for T. Yeast. You had 3 points for McKeely Tabor, 3 scored by Annette Miller. Leah Howard got 2 points. Jalen Goodwin played but failed to score, as the Cardinal girls, just everyone contributed. Coach Robbie Graham coming up here, and again, want to remind you, we've got bonus coverage, boys action coming up afterwards. As Coach Graham comes up here, we'll have a moment and an opportunity to talk with him, as the team really performed well tonight. Coach Graham making his way up here. Looks like tonight on Alumni Night, it was a big night for the Cardinals.
They got to see a spectacle.
And we'll talk with Coach Graham here. Wow, Coach Graham, fantastic game. This scoring. Frederick Douglass' team comes in averaging 75 points a game. They got 37 tonight. Wow.
We went over and watched them play Henry Clay the other night, and we felt like our pressure could bother them.
And they lost that game.
They did. They did. They led it most of the game, and Henry Clay's pressure kind of got to them in the fourth quarter. So we felt like we could get up in them and pressure, get some turnovers, get some easy baskets. Maybe we can take some steam out of them on the offensive end. And the girls did a great job. We shoot the ball so well in practice, and it just hasn't come to that game where, you know, we got them clicking. Tonight was that night.
Oh, yeah. The perimeter was hot, man. 14 of 31. I don't know what the most 3 points your teams have ever made, but gosh, it was hot tonight.
They were. They were indeed. They shot the ball well. And the thing about it wasn't four shots. You know, they were from ball rotations or kick out from inside to outside. We talk about being shot ready, and we felt like sometimes our kids aren't ready to shoot the ball because they're shooting on the second thought. And if you're open, shoot it. You know, you got to be confident enough in yourself as a shooter to shoot the basketball. And, you know, and we drive, you know, so well, it kind of sets up our shooting. So, you know, we tell them, don't settle. Don't be just a shooter. Don't be just a driver. You got to be a basketball player.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, you bring up a point. Out of those 14 threes, I can recall six of them where the player gave it up and then got it back.
Yes, yes.
Ball movement, the three. For sure. Yeah, they gave it up and got it back and then shot and hit a three. Coach, your team, you didn't have the transition points tonight. You really didn't need them when you're shooting like that.
Yeah, that's true. We you know, we got some transition baskets, but we on the half court, we were doing
game.
A good job. They're really athletic, so they were getting back, and we weren't getting any easy baskets for sure. But once we got on the half court, you know, our ball movement, player movement, we executing our offense pretty good. You know, and we're just sharing the ball. You know, we want to, if you're open, shoot. If not, share. Make the extra pass.
GRC came into this game undefeated, and they stay that way. I said Coach Moberly looks like tearing a page out of your playbook. His scheduling this year. Last year, they had 20 of his 24 wins were within the region. This year, he's going to all these tournaments and all. He's trying to showcase his team. You could meet him another couple of times.
Yeah, we could indeed. Probably next week, it looks like we can match up again. Yeah, you know, he brought back a lot, you know, one of the 11th region favorites, and he wanted to prepare his team for postseason play. And he and I are really good friends. We talk all the time, and, you know, we share ideas or, you know, whatever. And, you know, so just playing tough competitions gets you ready. You know, I don't know why teams don't want to do that. Some people want to count wins or whatever. That's just not what we're going to ever do. You know, we want to be prepping for postseason play because that's when basketball season really matters, the postseason play. And it's fun. It's fun to get out and play good teams. And, you know, would have never guessed the margin of victory tonight.
Oh,
you know, I thought it would be, you know, tough, you know, because they're well-coached. He does a good job. The kids play hard, and they've got some talent. They really do have some talent.
It's a big 80-37 win tonight. You're listening to head coach Robbie Graham, the head coach of the third winningest program in all of Kentucky high school girls basketball, the 50th year that they've had girls basketball at GRC. Hey, other schools had it for 50 years. They're not one of the top three. Coach, we're going to let you go. His team, they've been region champs 6 out of the last 7 years, 7 out of the last 10. And that's not just fielding a squad. You've got a program.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. And you know, it's being around great players, have great coaches around you, and, you know, our parents have been great. You know, I'm just glad I've got the keys for a little while in this program and to be able to drive the bus for a little while, hopefully a few more years after this. So.
Hey, I tell you, it's really good.
It's fine. An overall effort from stem to stern, as I've witnessed. These kids just flat made you proud tonight, and now they've got a bar set pretty high so you can hammer on them. This is where we can be.
Absolutely.
Let's get a little better than that, but just an incredible victory. And I know you're probably surprised as well by this.
Yes, yeah, they played well, though. I mean, we you know, our kids work hard. I mean, our practice sessions are not easy, and sometimes our practice sessions are a lot tougher than our games because we go so hard. But, you know, they rewarded themselves tonight. You know, glad to see that. And, you know, we'll keep plugging away, and it's on the next one. You know, we'll look at this one a little bit, pick out some things to get better at. And it's on to the next one.
Yeah, this is a big win tonight. GRC, they win in a final 80-37 over Frederick Douglass.
Also, real quick, sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
We do not play on Wednesday in Lexington Catholic. We're supposed to on the schedule, I think.
Yes.
The team dropped out. We're supposed to play. Couldn't find a replacement. So we won't play until Friday at 12:30 at Lexington Catholic.
Okay.
And you'll play a winner, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we'll
so
play
that's
a winner.
To be determined.
It'll be Anderson County or Dixie Heights.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
And they're kind of doing it the state tournament format. We'll play Saturday morning and then Saturday night.
Yeah, and Anderson County won yesterday, so
yes. You'll
have a quality team over there.
For sure.
Head coach Robbie Graham, stay up here with us, coach, when we sign off. But right now we're going to swing it over. We've got bonus coverage tonight. Boys action up in Moorhead tonight at the Stockyards Bank, and they'll be taking on Pike County Central. That game will be coming to you here shortly, right here on WWKY. Randy and Jared Stacy doing the – we appreciate that. Stay with WWKY. Boys action, bonus coverage. Try to make it a sweep tonight. So that's going to do it for Hayes McMakin, onside engineer Tommy back at the studio. Appreciate it. And Bobby Baldwin with me. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening until tomorrow night when we'll be in Moorhead covering GRC. So long.
You've You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.